heads?
Two heads.
Oh, two heads.
Two heads are better than one.
Two heads are better. Exactly.
Okay, what?
As I know, concept is a kind of potential there, and meaning is a kind of jam, yes? And how is it possible to come to Mokyam by, for example, a way just Shura?
No, it is not only Shura. We are trying by Tadabbur process in order to get our understanding closer to the meaning. As you can see, understanding is linked. If I get to a point that I remove these limitations, I would get to the meaning. Is it possible? Why? Because the meaning is unlimited. So, tadabbur, where tadabbur ends? Does tadabbur end? Doesn't end. Because the meaning is endless.
Because of the experience of the people is totally different from each other. It's unlimited.
The meaning is also
unlimited
and extended. So as you go, it has other things to go. You have another steps. Other steps without end. So in Tadabbur we are trying to get close to the meaning. And in concept, we have introduced Tadabbur methods. Tadabbur methods all work on the concept. Yes, ma'na.
And the concept is
ma'na. Mafhum, yes.
Since we came out of this, because there was a sentence that said ma'na mafhum had something.
No. Mafhum ma'na had.
That's where I found it, so maybe my mind is
confused. So that is limiting.
Yes, that's why I'm confused. Because I don't know, as I remember, one of the lessons of Mr. Rani, or something.
I think maybe it is vice versa. Because when you say that, when you say what comes to your mind when you say what?
Liquid.
All kinds of water. But when you say that salty water, what happens?
It is limited.
It is limited.
Specific.
And when you say salty water of, I don't know, Caspian Sea, what happens? It is more limited. But in limitation, you get to understand the thing well. So limiting is the way of understanding. Because when I give you a meaning, say the meaning is kindness. What comes to your mind about kindness?
Examples of kindness.
Mother and child and. But was it the kindness that I was trying to tell you? When I say kindness of somebody to somebody else, I limit the extended concept or extended fact of kindness to a special case. So in this time, I guide you where I want. So all these surahs are like this. It says Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim starts with something like Alhamdulillah here. and through. It says praise. But what kind of praise? What do you mean by praise? So all the other verses and all the other words try to limit and define the meaning of the praise.
Yes.
You like this water, salty water?
There is a limitation that it goes to our senses. We can understand them better according to our senses, because our senses are understanding the limitations better than vast.
But this is the top-down process. You have to go bottom-top or bottom-up. You have to understand the limitations and define the meaning as the Creator and the God mentioned. But you have to move on to the meaning by omitting or removing the limitations. This is exactly what we are following in Hamedat. We have five surahs that start with Alhamdulillah. Okay? So all these surahs, it is Hamd, An'am, Saba, Fatir, Kah, these five. They all talk about Hamd, but they each guide us to a special kind of Hamd.
In any of them.
If you only look at Hamd Surah, what do you get about the meaning? Only the meaning that is mentioned in Hamd Surah. But when you look at all the packages containing the Hamd word, you can be closer. You can get closer because it doesn't have a limit. That I say, okay, I studied these five surahs, okay, I can exactly say or certainly say that Hamd is this, and not out of it.
The more exactly we are going to have together concept and understanding.
Here we suggest that not only these five, because the Hamd root appears in many other Surahs too. So by studying all the Quran, you can conclude that Hamd in Quran has these meanings, because you have studied all the possible usages of Hamd in the verses and concluded the single meaning.
Comparing and contrasting, not only referring to similarity, sometimes knowing about contrast and knowing about that the opposite part of it is going to
define it
better.
More. Yes. Tu'raf al-ashya' bi'azdadha.
Yeah, for sure. We have Tahawul.
Exactly, we have it in lesson 4 or 5.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. Because it is endless. We are trying.
Not the even the meaning. Even the prophet.
Even prophet.
Has a limitation.
Because he's a creature.
Because of what he was originally connected to.
Adam. Is the closer part.
So close. You're like much better than us. You are full of awareness.
Okay. Let's talk about concept and example. Or meaning and examples. Here we have the meaning and here we have examples. In examples you can see the things that you sense it around you. That can say, okay, this kind of action is called a prayer. So it is an example of a prayer. What is prayer? You can get the concept from it and say, okay, prayer is blah, blah, blah. But is it all the prayer? No. It has a meaning other than what we understand. Here it states that we have only one example. It's hard to say. We have one example, which is God, and all the meanings is from God. Arrow in this way. We have the only example, which is God. All the meanings are from God, and then these meanings make examples. We are talking about here. What the only example for the meaning was? You say that. Who is Karim? Who is Rahim? Who is... find an example. Who is Karim? Who is Rahim? Or when does Rahim was introduced? When the God was. Okay. So all the examples. The source of all examples could be God. And and God makes the meanings. And the meaning has example for us. So here we can conclude that all the examples we face with them, in order to understand the concept, should be referred to God and has a name or ism of Allah or God which is related to that example. Yes, Mokyam. Yes.
If something refers to God, it's called Mokyam. If not...
In lesson 2, it focuses on God names. Is it right? God names? It says that in each surah, we have many God names. Okay? When you want to understand the example, or the concepts, or the meanings mentioned in the surah, you can pick the God name to the surah, and then relate the God names to the concepts. As an example, if
you try to say God names, and names N should be capital, this is referring to God.
Okay. As an example, when you say that Rahman, Azizun, سبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وهو العزيز You expect that the surah would focus on what meaning is intended. It focuses on izzat and hikmat, which are not defeated, okay? Hakim is somehow knowledgeable, or Hikmat is the knowledge which is fixed or doesn't have any doubt in it somehow.
Hakim is not close to Ali.
What?
They are different. Hakim and Ali, they are different.
Yes. Doubt, and the perturbation is more if the law is what
perturbation
and disturbance. can guess that. We can guess that. The surah talks about the scenes of our life that are related to these names. Okay? Another example, the verses. Okay. What does it say? It says that a difficulty which gets to you or a loss.
Permission.
Yes. That means. This is what the verse says in the surah that the start with "Sabbaha lillah fahuwa al-azizul." You can guess that when me as a person face a loss, what comes to my mind first? Why me? Why like this? But then I have in mind that Rahuvat Azizul Hakim means he does his work according to the knowledge and a purpose.
Yes.
We have purpose. So we read it that Ma'asala al-Muslim Fabi'ezbullah. So Fabi'ezbullah or the God permission would be another definition of. So we can relate all the verses in a surah to the meaning or the definition of God's names. This is what we learned in the second lesson, our second lesson, Tawheed Surah. It's really hard, but.
I have a question.
No. I'm giving introduction from the first two lessons, and we are going to practice it on Zumar Surah. What session?
These three lessons.
The three first sessions. The triangle. We have to practice this triangle on Zumar Surah. Okay. The last thing I have to mention would be. The relation between concept and examples. Okay, we have concepts in our mind. We understand from the meaning according to ourselves, our talents and so on. What happens if only we stay on or relate on the concept? What happens?
It can't be practical.
Oh, yes. It means that you cannot put it in practice.
Or convey it to others.
You should change the. I think you should put it here from there.
Okay. Yes. So, only knowing concepts. The first thing would be you cannot put it in practice or advise others. Okay? It means that you know you should be.
You cannot make it tangible.
A good person. Okay. This is a concept.
What do you understand from goodness?
Goodness. It is not practical till now. But when you get to examples, we have examples according to the concept. What you define? What? How do you define goodness? You say that if an old person was crossing the street, I would help him. This is kind of goodness. Example of goodness where? In public relations. Okay, this is an example. So you had prescribed, or you had a prescription for yourself according to the concept. So it is the top-down process is really important in order to be a good person. And this was exactly the taharat we were talking about in muqaddamat, in prerequisites of tadabbur. Okay. What happens if you only focus on examples? What happens? Okay. Not having reference, and what, Miss Ajmandi? Would you repeat? Okay. And not having whole. You said. Yes. Not understanding the whole. You have details. You have details, but not the whole. As an example, yes, this is my last word. Yes. You see the trees, but not the jungle. I give a physical example. You have a ball. It is moving at the speed of v, and the question is, and the friction force would be 20 newtons. Okay. The question is, what is the distance the ball would travel? Okay?
What's the speed?
Speed is defined. Okay. 10 meters per second. Okay? They ask you that, tell me the distance which the ball travels before stopping. Okay? And it writes some formula and says that, okay, the traveling distance would be 10 meters. When you have this example, when the question changes like this, we have a ramp, or somehow we have a ball, and also having a velocity, they ask you that what is the distance that the ball travels. If you only get to know to solve this type of questions or examples, you cannot solve the second one by altering the situation of the question. But when you have to know that, okay, we have a formula, that relates the distance or displacement with the velocity, you are able to solve all types of questions. So that is exactly what we mean by that. If you only focus on examples, you do not have the hold or do not have the reference. If the situation changes, you cannot solve the problem. So here, moving back and forth between concept and examples is a major part of our doing in this book. Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly. And it helps us to get closer to the meaning also. This was all the lesson we are going to experience and practice on Zomer Sura in the next session. You have tried to relate Kafirun Sura to Zomer Sura. I asked you to focus on Abd. Have you done this? Abd? Or Kof? No, only... yes. Okay, Deen. We have the Deen in Kafirun Sura. Okay? What is it? It has a meaning, you know, but what do we have? Only a concept. We analyze it, okay, then search Zomer Sura, okay, for the root Deen, okay. In the third step, what should you do?
Find something, come back, compare them to the
Write.
Example.
Yes, find examples for the Deen concept. Okay? Here you analyze that Deen. What is Deen? A program. A program which has blah, 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 blah. So it is program. We search the root Deen. We find that it appears in verses 1, 2, 3, and 5. In those verses, we follow the examples. We find the example. We try to find. Maybe you do not find the examples. You get to other new concepts about Deen. After this part, you have to read the surah again according to what?
Program.
Can you find a program in the surah? Because program can show itself by what? By some commands. Because you say that a program consists of what? A command, a schedule, a result, a purpose, and so on. So it may not be defined by the exact word of Deen. Maybe a verse can be an example of
components.
Yes, components or a definition of Deen. In Zomer Surah it says, okay, Ati Allah wa Ati Rasul. Okay, this is a command. It means that obey. Obey Allah and obey the messenger. Okay? Obey the prophet. So, because it is a command, it is one part of the Deen or the program defined in Zomer Surah. So, in each surah, a new program can be traced or tracked. If you have more time, you have covered Abd and Kof, and Deen and Gol, you can talk about Deen and Gol.
Sorry, at the same time, Abdul Rasul can be an example or Deen?
Yes, because they are commands, and a deen or a program consists of commands. So for the next session, please find examples of deen and goal in Zomar Surah by writing logical statements. Number is not really important.
Here, I want you to say that, okay, deen in Zomar Surah is like this.
No, you can draw it in a diagram. Write deen in the upper part and write down the verses or the things related to deen or the commands related to deen under it.
Not a real diagram. You can say deen, subject.
Component oriented is better. Yes, component oriented diagram. Yes, it says in At-Tahrir, it says, هو الخضوع والانقياد في قبال برنامج المشخصه و مقررات معينه. It is a program which you can obey, and it is specified. It has some components. You can try to find the components in Zomar Surah. By trying to do this, we finish our first three lessons as God wills, if God wills, and then move on to the last nine lessons. They are more easy. They are easier, sorry. And
much easier.
Much easier and joy, more joyful.
Much more enjoyable.
Much more enjoyable. Okay, thank you for your patience. خب یه صلوات نمیت کنیم. کتاب چی رو؟ آها کتاب سه طبقه پایین هستش خدمتتون میدم. نوشته ها سر کلاس درس داده شده دیگه. اون فارسی شه ما سعی میکنیم انگلیسی شو بگیم. توی وبلاگم یعنی وبلاگ کلاس تقریبا متنای ترجمه شدهش گذاشته شده. آقای رجبی چی دیگه کار میکنن؟
آقای رجبی نمیدونم مثلا احساس میکنم مثلا پسرم که میاد سر کلاس یه حالت کامل همه آیات رو دارم
من نه اینجا چون دوره ما دوره فشرده رو از ابتدای ترم شروع کردیم با خانوما ما یک سوره رو محور قرار میدیم زمر تمام روش های ارائه شده توی جزوه رو اول درس میدیم رو و روی همون سوره پیاده نه درس به انگلیسی رو کار رو سوره هم انگلیسی خواهش میکنم این ما کل دیگه سوره های جزوه رو درس نمیدیم اونطوری که آقای رجبی مثلا درس میدن یا کلاس های معمولمونه چون تعریف دوره فشردمون این هست که ما یه دونه سوره رو به صورت مثلا از سر تا هم مثلا فرض کنیم 20 بار از ابتدا تا انتها خونده میشه به این واسطه همین که تک تک روش ها به صورت مهارتی روش پیاده میشه چون فعلا آموزش روش اولویت داره برای ما تو این کلاس نه 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 این دوتا مفهوم سوره کافرون رو در سوره زمر پیدا میکنه همین چشم الان کلاسمون تمومه متاسفانه 8 تا 9 شروع کردیم 8 تا 9 شروع کردیم هر هفته 10 و نیمه دهه این هفته چون جلسه در واقع مدارس مجمع مدارس بود
تغییر برنامه دادیم. ولی
ولی دوستان هستن خانم اجمعیشون مادر یکی از بچه های اساس ایشون زیر نظرشون خانمایی هستن زبان انگلیسی ترجمه میکنن و حتی کتاب های مدرسه رو آشنا هستن. بله من درخواست کردم که تشریف بیارن.
ما
نه 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 من از ایشون درخواست کردم. ایشون داشتن
درس رو